Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to your show. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. And listen, if you can make a phone call, call us. Phone number is 407-894-1680. And if you're turning that dial on the radio and you want to know what the show's all about, We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Before we get started tonight with the show, let me introduce you some of the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder.
Thanks for the introduction, Michael. Hello, everybody, and welcome, welcome to the February 26th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And all the way from Ocala, Florida, in his home, the one, the only, our guest host tonight, Reverend Charles Brooks.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everyone is doing well.
And the only one in the studios, the one who's pushing all the buttons, hope it's the right buttons, and the engineer and the producer of the show, the one, the only, what's his name? Chris Shaw. That's his name. Chris Shaw. Yeah, Chris Shaw. Hey. You there, Chris Shaw?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? It's so nice to see you. I'm glad that everybody's doing okay. Ah, cha-cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha is right. You got any shout-outs, Lynn, before I got us up?
I do. I have to take a deep breath. I was stressed out.
You're stressed out already?
But now when I hear Chris's voice, I feel better that everything's okay. Okay. All right. Who are my shout-outs tonight? All righty. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Nora at the Research to Prevent Blindness in New York City. Hello, Nora. And I'd also like to give a shout-out, two shout-outs, one to Dina and one to Mary at Vision Forward Association in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I hope they're all listening. And if they are, enjoy the show. Call in and say hi.
Okay. Maybe Charles has.
You sure that was Milwaukee?
Yeah, it's Milwaukee.
It is Milwaukee. Okay, I thought it was Arizona.
It's one word. I always have a hard time spelling.
Okay. Milwaukee. You got any shout outs there, Charles?
First and more foremost, to all the veterans that are listening, hello, how are you? Call in. Then to Linda, Jackie, Daryl, James, and Alan. Hey, guys, hope you're doing well.
And Chris Shaw, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to all the football players across the nation. I know football season is over with. It's a tough time that we deal with. So occupy your time by thinking about football for the next 5 months.
Okay. So folks.
All right, Chris.
That's a new one.
Folks. Let me just say this way loud and clear. April the 2nd, that's our anniversary show. Be on the air 8 years. That's our birthday, 8 years on the radio. Now, folks, before I begin something, I want to thank an organization because, believe it or not, we just got a very, very, very lovely check from a company called Vanda Pharmaceutical Company. Then the pharmaceutical company gave us a gift. And there was a note with the check that said, I guess you would say, thanks for doing a great job. We both do the same mission. They tried to help the visually impaired and blind, and so do we. And thank you. They said, thank you for doing a great job. And I can only say to Vanda Pharmaceuticals, because I always ask them when they give us a check like that, what can we do for you? And they say, nothing. We just want to give you a gift to help the show. And I just love it. I thank them very much. And I want to say thank you for believing in Blind and Beyond radio show. Now, folks, listen to me carefully. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to be doing something special, because our anniversary show is April the 2nd. So we're going to do something. And if you would like to make some money, listen up carefully and you can make some money. I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to say. There's two questions I'm going to ask. Two questions. And each show, each week for the next 4 weeks, the first two callers that answer and talk about the two questions, let's just say this way, you'll get $25 just for calling in. But at the end of 4 weeks, we will decide which two callers were the best of the eight, because of there's four weeks, two callers in each show times 4 weeks, that's eight callers. So of the eight callers, two will get another $50 for being the best, one of each category. In a second, I'm going to tell you what the categories are. And then those two callers, if they would like to come on our anniversary show, will be invited to come on the show and say hello and talk to the people live in person on the radio with us. So here's the two questions. The first question is, why do you like Blind and Beyond? We've been on the air now going to be 8 years. Why do you like listening to Blind and Beyond radio show? And do you feel it's a need? Not only do you like it, but do you feel there's a need? Does it help you in any way, shape, or form? That's the first question. The second question is, if we went off today, the radio, if Blind and Beyond closed the door today, would you miss us? Would you miss the show? Would you feel like you lost something inside you, that you missed us? Anyway, those are the two questions. First, do you like the show? And do you need the show? The second question is, if we went off the air today, would you miss us?
Michael, let's have people hold those questions.
Okay, those two questions. And the first two callers are calling, going to get $25 each for discussing it. That would be after
this segment.
The second break. That'll be on 7:35, be right before we have trivia. We will discuss those two questions, the first two people to call in. So if you're thinking about it, think about it. Those are the two questions. And as I said, 4 weeks, there'll be eight people, two times each show, eight callers, and the best one of each question will win $50 above the $25. That means they would have gotten $75. That's the story. Any questions, please call back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional, or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
I'm up.
You're up.
I'm up. Okay. Well, for our first guest segment of the night, we'd like to welcome back Roland Mattern, who's the Director of Marketing at eSight Eyewear, and Gary Foster, who is the Outreach Advocate at eSight. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome back.
Nice to be here.
Great to be here. And first of all, congratulations on the upcoming anniversary. That's fantastic, a fantastic milestone.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you so much. And we would like you to be part of it as well. We like to
sent you an invite.
We hope you'll be part of it. We hope you'll be part of it.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Thank you. And I want to also thank you. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for renewing again. So that's why you're on right now. And the bottom line this way, it's folks like eSight that make Blind and Beyond radio show. You know, being myself, I say I'm, I guess we'd say, unorthodox. I do things not every way, as you would say. We have a listener down in West Palm Beach that says that he went to school and everything he learned that the show
in
broadcasting, we do the wrong way. we do it the wrong way, but he laughs and says that we became successful doing everything the wrong way. Well, I want to say something about eSight. eSight is doing everything the right way. The only problem we have is our listeners, they're not listening. So we got to get the message across with eSight to get these people to listen, because the point is there's too many folks out there that could use eSight product that aren't hearing what we're saying.
Yeah, and off the air, I mentioned to Gary before Roland joined us that I think it would be really good, Gary, if we start from scratch from the beginning, because as we mentioned, there are new listeners every single week. So if that's okay with you and Roland.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
I also want to bring to the attention that we said off the air, Roland, I don't know if Roland heard it, that our guest host today, Charles, which definitely can use eSight product, because he's definitely a perfect example of one of eSight's customers. And he called the VA, and he's still waiting for call back. And that's right, Charles, you're still waiting for call back after weeks.
Well, I spoke to one of the guys there at eSight who said that somebody in Florida was going to call me, and I hadn't heard from them.
From the VA or from
Rose at the VA.
Yeah.
And waiting to hear back, get some info from her.
Yeah, we actually hear that quite a bit from the healthcare professionals as well, as there's such a gap between when they refer somebody out for either low vision service in the community or perhaps a VA, and then there's this large gap where nothing happens. And we've developed a whole telehealth program to try to bridge that gap for individuals so we can get devices evaluated for them as soon as possible. So I'm sorry to hear that it's taken so long with the VA, but we're happy to help in any way we can to get you a device and see if it helps you.
Well, it goes back to the same old thing that I always preach to our listeners, and that is keep on calling, be aggressive, and keep on calling. Because the point being is this way, there is no such thing anymore as courtesy. There's no such thing as people calling you back. You can wait a long time for the VA to call you back or anybody else. I mean, right now, eSight's a fabulous product, fabulous. The question is, our listeners should be listening to what you folks are saying, because a lot of them could use the product. And the answer is they're not questioning enough. That's where I'm coming from. People with low vision. Remember, folks, eSight is for low vision. It's if you are blind, it's not for you. They say that. But for people with low vision, Gary, tell them your story, because you have to tell them the story once again, because people aren't going to believe this story once again. So tell your story.
Absolutely. When I lost my vision, and like anybody, it was very traumatic. And in my case, my vision deteriorated very rapidly. So I went from doing anything and everything to sitting at home wondering what the rest of my life was going to be like, because I had no central vision and it impaired just about everything I tried to do. When I did get an opportunity to try eSight, I was incredibly skeptical. It's a human condition. We all are. When someone tells you something is going to do something unbelievable, you just don't believe it. But I did try it. And I have to say, as soon as I put it on, the results were instant. My wife was beside me and she said, "Well, what can you see?" And I just looked at her and I said, "I can see your face." And she started to cry. And I looked around the room. I was at a conference. There was lots of people there. And I said, "I can see everybody's face, near and far, perfect clarity." I wasn't prepared for what it did for me. And when I had the opportunity, and that was just brief, I only had less than 30 seconds to try it because there were so many people trying it. My wife and I flew 2,000 miles to go to eSight's office to do a proper evaluation. And I was in that room for about an hour with my wife, and I could read to the bottom of the eye chart. I could see everything on the television. I could stand, we were on the sixth floor of an office building, and I was looking down the street and I could read the names of the businesses on their windows. I saw the street sign at the end of the block. It really did seem to be too good to be true. But once I had this opportunity, I learned very quickly that for me, I read to the bottom of the eye chart. I was reading and seeing with 20/20 vision, and it changed my life. That's all I can say.
Now, here's the problem. My life. The problem is the listeners didn't hear what you said. That's the problem. The listeners are not listening. They're not getting it. That's the problem.
I can only say that it, you know, and I'm happy to tell this story. You know, I tell this story in my daily life. Everywhere I go, I speak about it because I'm like Johnny Appleseed. It's done so much for me. I want this for those that can use it. And I've watched people try it and saw nothing but tears of happiness, and not only from the wearer, but for their loved ones and their support people. It put me back to work full time. And it's amazing what this opportunity is. And it does sound too good to be true, but it's absolutely not too good to be true. And there's so many testimonials on our website and even on YouTube where you can see people trying it for the first time. And guess what, folks? It works.
I want to try something right now. Let's see if we can get anybody to call in right now to ask a question about eSight. I would love to hear somebody call in right now. If you have enough guts to pick up the phone,
407-894-1680. Do you have enough guts to call in and ask a question? We're not going to bite you. And the point is, just ask a question. It's not for someone who's blind. We know that. If you're blind, it's not going to help you. But if you have any kind of light perception, if you have any kind of, I'm repeating this a couple times. If you have any light perception, you got a shot. If you have some kind of central vision, you got a shot. So the point is, you got nothing to lose. Call up, ask a question, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680.
Yeah, Mike, if I can just jump in there, you know,
please.
For the people that are listening, if you have central vision loss, most commonly due to AMD, but diabetic retinopathy is on the rise as well. I mean, if you're 20 over 80 in your better eye or worse, up to 20/800, we've helped so many users in many cases get back to 20/20 functional vision. You know, Gary, as an example, is 20/400. So he has, you know, if I can speak for you, Gary, you know, poor vision without the assistance of eSight. And with eSight, you know, he goes back to all of his hobbies. He can thread his fishing lures again. He's really gone back to all the things he loved to do before he lost his vision using the device. So it has a tremendous impact on the user to get them back to their activities of daily living that they love to do, but it also has an impact on the whole family because now they become independent again. I mean, Gary flies all over the place when we go to conferences on his own, oftentimes when his wife isn't able to accompany him, and he navigates just fine. It's incredible to see. And we joke sometimes, you know, we'll be at the airport together and he'll see things before I do with the eSight, which is kind of funny because I'm a, you know.
And remember, folks, eSight has financing now. So
we do,
you
indeed.
Can help financing. You don't have to pay for all one time.
Yeah, in many cases, we can get candidates down to about $200 a month. So the cost isn't as impeding as if you have to pay for it all up front. So we work with individuals. You can apply for financing right on our website. You'll get your answers very, very quickly, whether you qualify or not. You know, Gary, although he flew a long way to come to the eSight offices, you don't have to do that. Get on our website, fill out our free consultation form. It tells you if you're a good candidate, and if you are, you can give us your contact information. We'll reach out to you. We'll send you a device and you can use it in your home for up to a week and make sure it works for you. You know, we set you up with one of our specialists, teach you how to use it, spend about an hour with you just to get you going. You can call in anytime. There's multiple touch points throughout the week where you can ask questions or we can certainly assist. And you can really give it a really good test drive. So you're making an informed decision before you commit to eSight. So
here's a question. I have a question. If someone's interested, do they have to pay for anything up front until it works?
So that's a great question. If you just come at, from our website, we do charge for shipping and handling. But for the listeners of the Blind and Beyond radio show, you tell them it's from the show, and we'll waive the shipping fee
for
$200 value. So you'll get it free of charge. You get to use the device, and then if you do choose,
and only if it works, do they pay, right?
That's
only
correct.
If it works.
That's correct. So if it works for you,
wait,
want to purchase
or
finance,
they're saying?
That's the obligation. That's the only time you have an obligation.
Listeners, do you hear what they're saying? You only pay for if it works. It's not costing you nothing because you listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. They're waiving the fee. Normally they would charge to give it to you. But now, right now, if you say you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, they will send it to you so you can try it. And if it works, and there's the big word, if it works, you pay.
Absolutely.
And you finance it. So is it worth to me? Listen to this. Is it worth $200 a month? And you say, well, I don't have $200 a month. Wrong. Because if you have $200 a month, it would change your life. Is that worth seeing? Is that worth being able to see again? To help you see for $200 a month?
Yeah, I mean, it's it certainly makes it accessible. And that's our goal. We want to get as many people that are, you know, we can potentially help to try the device. And if it helps them, help them make the decision to access it. And the financing is a great way to do that.
Any questions out there, audience? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Any calls coming in, Chris? Anybody?
Not yet. I'm waiting.
And one of the reasons we did the telehealth remote program as well is, you know, oftentimes you're in a clinic, you try something quickly, you have 20 minutes to try something, and then you get asked to make a decision that whether you want to invest in something. You know, in this case, you tried in the comfort of your own home, you integrate into your daily activities for that week, whether you're watching TV, reading a book, or going to see a play or a sporting event, and you get the opportunity to really try it out before you make a decision. Make sure it suits the objectives that you're trying to accomplish with your
business. Charles, I got a question for you. How long ago did you make this call that you wanted to speak to the vet?
Right after the last time I was on the show in January.
A month ago. So let me ask you a question.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I called one of the guys that we're talking to.
Yes.
And he was going to give my information to somebody here in the state of Florida, but the person in the state of Florida never called me back.
Okay. So here's my question. As your friend, okay, if this can help you and change your life, why don't you make calls? Why do you wait? Why do you wait? I mean, I'm looking at myself. I'm looking at myself. If I could use this product and it would help me, you better believe I'd be calling every day. I'd be calling every day to find out about this because, number one, if it don't work, okay, then I lost and it don't work. But if it does work, I got a whole new way of life. And that's why I don't know why people wait. What are they waiting for? Just keep on calling. Call. And you got nothing to lose.
And for the skeptics out there, you know, just go to our website, eSightEyewear.com. There's lots of user stories on there under the resources tab. You can see the user stories, as Gary mentioned. You can just Google them on YouTube. There's a whole eSight channel. There's lots and lots of people saying, wow, this really worked for me. It doesn't work for everybody, but when it works, boy, oh boy, it works really, really well. And it can be life-changing. People are going back to school. They're going back to work. They're getting back to the activities they love to do. It really is a wonderful experience to be with somebody in a room when they try the device on and all of a sudden they're reading the eye chart again. It really is satisfying. It's wonderful.
I got a question for you. Lynn just asked me a question. If you have, if you're sighted, you're not blind, but you have low vision. Let's use those words, low vision. Is that for them too, right?
For sure. I mean, the wow factor really starts at 20/60, 20/80 vision. So that's by definition low vision. 20/200 is legal blindness. And then of course 20/400 is what Gary's visual acuity is. And Gary, are you 20/20 reading with the device?
Yes, I'm 20/20. The last time I was tested, I've never been worse than 20/20 with eSight.
It's phenomenal. And
so older people, I'm sorry I'm talking over you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm thinking about our audience. A lot of the older people listening to this radio show right now, older people.
Yep.
That have, and it's hard for me to use the famous words, macular degenerations. That's what am I saying it right? Macular degeneration. And these are people that are older, and this is could be perfect for you. All we have to do is pick up the phone and find out if it's for you.
And macular degeneration is a real sweet spot for eSight. It really, really is. It's that is ultimately what it was designed for, is for Stargardt's disease, which is a juvenile form of macular degeneration. That was actually the beginnings of the eSight device. Its history comes from an engineer who had two sisters with Stargardt's disease, and they both lost their vision quite early in life. And he was just inspired to invent something that would allow them to see again. And, you know, the modern version of eSight is the fourth generation of his original invention, but it really came from the desire to help his sisters. So it's a wonderful kind of corporate story. And it's the only device specifically designed for this purpose. It's not the only device out there, but it was specifically designed to help people with AMD and Stargardt's disease and central vision loss. So you have nothing to lose. Give it a try. Check out our website. Talk to us. Ask us questions. We're happy to help.
Michael, can I just bring up a point?
Please.
This will. I'm speaking to those people specifically with central vision loss. You're sitting at your dining room table. Someone is sitting across the table from you. And when you look straight at that person, you don't see, depending on how bad your central vision loss is, you might not see all the features on their face. You might not even see their head if you're looking straight at it. That is typical of central vision loss. That's where I am. When I wear my eSight, not only can I see that person clearly, because of the controllability of the device, I can zoom up and count their individual eyelashes. Now that's, and I say that very, very comfortably. I've demonstrated that to so many people. Now you say, well, why? What's the point? Why would I want to see people's eyelashes? What I'm trying to demonstrate is that this takes away that blind spot pretty much completely. And then with magnification, I walk into an airport and I can watch, I can read the departure screen 100 feet away because I can zoom up and make that fill my visual screen and I can read it crystal clearly. That's more than a person with regular eyesight can do. So what I want you to understand is you think, well, if I got central vision loss, how can this work for me? It works. If you've got central vision loss, it basically shrinks my blind spot to the point where it's imperceptible anymore. And that's the most beautiful thing about this device, is that when you've got central vision loss, you don't have the ability to see people's faces, to read anything, a newspaper, a magazine, or anything. When you put this on, I can read the smallest print on a prescription bottle. And just think about that. And I have 2400 vision without it.
Chris, do we have any callers?
I got a call on the phone line who wants to tell his story from New Jersey.
Is it relevant to eSight?
Is it relevant to eSight?
It's not. It can be, but it's not too relevant.
Uh-oh. We only want eSight. No. We only want eSight.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
No. All right. Okay. Well, thanks, fellas.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It's our pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm sorry that we can't get these people to pick up the phone and call. I can't put a gun to their head. They don't get it. They really don't get it. That's the worst part about it, they don't get it. You know, I don't understand if they think this is phony baloney or what it is, but they don't realize it's real.
Well, you know, Michael, we will be back. And, you know, people are sitting at home and they're thinking about this, whether they're skeptical or not, or whether they're afraid to call. But they're thinking about it. They're talking about it. We will be back, and we'll explain this all over again and give people opportunities to talk to us.
One of the things I have to say to both of you, I have to understand something.
Patience.
With this show, not getting at least not one, and I have to say it in a nice way, and I'm saying this in a nice way, by not getting not one lousy call from the audience, I can't believe it. Not one call asking a question if they have any kind of light perception. They could ask your question if it's for them, but they don't even do that. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes me upset about my own audience. And I'm sorry. Sorry. Right. Hopefully next month, maybe they'll get it. Maybe we'll get calls next month.
Well, hopefully they're on their computers with someone and they're looking up the website. They're listening to the videos, and looking at the product and just checking it out for themselves before they pick up the phone. But they can contact eSight via the website anytime. There's forms you can fill out. We'll get back to you. You can ask us questions. You can call us. And like I said, there's lots of information and stories on the website, so please check it out. And when you do have questions, feel free to reach out anytime. We'll be happy to speak with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Wait. I got Eugene on the phone line who has a question for eSight.
Well, excellent. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Eugene, you're up. Eugene, you're up.
Hi, Glenn. How you doing? I got a question.
Eugene.
I got macular degeneration, but I also have RP. So I got the double whammy. Would that do any good for me?
So I have to say, unfortunately, it depends. So retinitis pigmentosa, as you know, impacts the peripheral vision. So depending on how much peripheral vision you have that is functional, it may or may not help. You do need some peripheral vision because we use the photoreceptors in the periphery and the parafoveal area to get that visual stimulus to the brain for processing. So as long as you have a decent amount of peripheral vision, it's worth a try. We do have people that has helped. It has helped despite the fact they have RP. But it's one of those things we don't know until you try it.
Right, won't know until I try. Mm-hmm. All right, appreciate it.
Do you have
it.
Any light perception?
Do what?
Do you have light perception, Eugene?
I have a little bit of light perception, not much.
You do have a little. Well, that's your first start. You have to have a little light perception.
Yeah, you do have to have some functional peripheral vision for sure. So what you can do is you can go on our website and do the free consultation. It's a small quiz. You can go through, answer some questions. It gives us an idea of whether you're a candidate or not. But feel free to reach out to us, and we can set you up with one of our specialists and do a screening. And if you want to try it, you know, always try it in your home. See if it works for you.
Eugene.
Yes.
I got a question for you. Did we bite you just now? What? You just called. You just called the show. So I thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call so much that we have one live person to call in. But we thank you. But the question is, you got nothing to lose, Eugene. Make the call. Find out if it's for you. They're not charging you nothing until it works.
I have to wait until I get over my COVID.
Yeah.
Tackle one thing at a time. Right.
We appreciate
your call.
Thanks, Eugene.
All right. Yeah.
Good night. Good night, Eugene. Thank you. All right. We'll let you go now. Back to your 36 degrees weather.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you for putting up
with
us.
Appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. We'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Look forward to the next time.
Yes, we do.
We do. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Goodness.
All right, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. I hope you'll still be there when we come back. Take care. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is our host, Michael. You know, the show, well, the show is meant to be given hope, 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 and hope. Positive thoughts. Positive thoughts. We have a caller right now on the line. By the way, if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. We got to call Paul from New York. Paul from New York, are you on the line? Paul from New York?
I am here.
Thank you for waiting.
Thank you for waiting. What can we do? You? What do you have to say for yourself?
Excuse me, who am I talking to right now?
You can't listen to yourself, Paul.
Okay, I'll shut it off. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Paul, you can listen to yourself when the show is archived on the website late tonight.
I shut it off.
Okay, so tell us about Paul. You're calling from New York. What part of New York?
I'm calling from New Jersey. Yes. Calling from New Jersey. I'm in central Jersey, around Princeton, Trenton area. I live in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Know it well. Know the area well. Know the area well.
Very nice.
Okay.
So you're a first-time caller.
I'm a first-time listener and a first-time caller.
Oh, how'd you hear about the show?
Well, this is very interesting. I listened to Sports Radio Philadelphia. And they had asked a question about how you changed your life after a major, health issue. And you called in and told your story.
That's right.
I can't believe it.
Yep. And that's how I listened. So anyway, that's where I heard it.
Isn't that nice?
I'm getting chills. I got to hope. Stay right there for Paul. For people that don't understand. Every night I listen to WIP. That's my favorite radio show because I love sports.
That's right.
People know my show. They know I love sports.
It was Rob Ellis' show.
Yeah, I remember. The question was, and I don't usually call in. It was like the first time I ever called in. And they asked a question. I forget the question. What was the question? They were talking about the Eagles. And then he asked a question. What have you done lately about your life that changed your life,
right,
that made that impact on your life? And how did you change?
And you took a risk.
And you took a risk, right, and you changed your life.
So tell us more about yourself.
So tell us, Paul. You listened and you heard me say something. And I'm impressed that you called in. Thank you so much for calling in.
Wonderful.
Oh, I'm happy to be listening. I'm happy.
Are you visually
impaired?
Where
do you want me to start? I'm sorry?
Are you visually impaired?
I'm 100% blind.
You're 100% blind, and you didn't know this show, and you listened to WIP. I'm really now impressed. I'm really impressed. Thank you very much for calling in.
Well, you'll have to call more.
It's my honor.
You have to call more often.
It's my honor. Yep.
And where do you go? I'm sorry. I was going to ask you where you go for any assistance in
the
VA.
The VA. I mean, my story is interesting, I think. And if you wish, I can tell it.
Yes.
Should I proceed?
Please, Paul.
Okay.
The line is yours. Talk.
Okay. First of all, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was in Vietnam in 1965. And during my stay in Vietnam, I was covered from head to toe for one full year with Agent Orange.
Mm.
And it had a physical impact on my life, not immediately, but later on, when I was having issues with my back, I went into surgery for my lower spine, and during the procedure, I lost my eyesight 100%. My optic nerve was destroyed by the individuals who were performing the surgery. So I was 64 years old, and the light switch went off instantaneously. So that's how I lost my eyesight. My optic nerve was totally blown away by failure of perhaps the anesthesiologist controlling my intake and output.
Thank you very much for calling in. I just want to say this to you. Every week, every week is a different show. Every week is a different. We talk about stuff. Every week is a different subject. I hope you keep on listening, and maybe you'll win some prizes. By the way, do you have a cable company that you listen to? Do you ever hear of Spectrum in your neck of the woods, Spectrum Communication?
No, but I took a note of that. I have more to say. Are you trying to get rid of me?
Well,
we're on a clock.
See, the show is not like WIP. We have a clock that we go by to try to get everything in. Because it's only a two-hour show, and we have to put everything in. Because right now people are waiting for trivia. So we have trivia. We have a contest coming up.
Well, I have an idea, Paul. I have an idea.
Why don't you call back?
Why don't you write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and I'll say it again. And maybe we can set up a little time that you can have just for you. How about that?
Okay. I'm also a disc jockey.
If you put your phone number in privately, I'll call you.
Or give your phone number to Chris when we get.
And I'll call you back.
That's a better idea. Yeah.
Love to talk to you.
Call me
that's
back.
A better idea.
Call me back.
Okay.
That's the best way to go.
Off the air, give your phone number to Chris, and I'll get it from Chris.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
Thanks for all your hard work. Thanks for all your hard work.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Keep on listening.
That is so nice.
Yes. Okay. So right now, anybody calling as far as the two questions I asked before to start the show?
I have a Robin on the phone line from St. Petersburg.
Robin?
Uh-huh.
Let's take Robin. Robin, you're on the line. Robin? Robin.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Robin?
Yes.
From where are you from? From St. Petersburg, Florida?
Correct.
Are you a first-time caller, Robin?
Yes, I was listening earlier, but I wanted to make the comment that I don't know if anyone else was like me trying to call in from my landline and the phone wouldn't go through. The call wouldn't go through. So maybe that's why you didn't get any calls about the eSight.
Oh, maybe. That's up to Chris. He would know.
Oh. Well, do you have low vision? Do you have low vision?
Yes. I heard Mr. Eugene Batts. I'm part of the Pinellas Council of the Blind as well.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
You were trying to call in to speak to Issa. I'm sorry that you didn't get through. Not to tell the fellas or people out there trying to get through.
Well, you know what? You can leave your phone number with Chris, Robin, and we will call you back and give you the information to reach out to eSight, okay?
I'll call you personally.
Leave your phone number with Chris, and we'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and being out there. I believe
thank you for out there.
Top of the hour, okay. Michael. Okay.
Thanks.
Folks, what can I say? First of all, I'm really shocked the fellow from New Jersey called. That's pretty funny. I was listening to a show, and I called the talk show and told my story. And here he called the show thanks to listening to me.
It's a small world.
It's a small world out there. People say, how do you know about the Blind and Beyond? It's pretty funny. Anyway, we're going to go to break. We'll be back the second hour. I guess we'll do trivia then. We come back the second hour.
And then we'll be talking to our friend Peter Cucciati.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk to Peter.
He's the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. So get your questions ready.
And hope you can call in and talk to Peter. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 407-894-1680. We're going to go to top of the hour break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.